This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. I'm sitting in one of Al Jolson's studios, and I'm with guitar player, legend, Reggie Young. Hi, Reggie.
Hey, how are you doing?
I appreciate you coming, man, and well, doing this.
Thanks for asking.
The Nashville Music Guide appreciates it, too.
Oh, wow.
Man, I have been looking at your world, and you have done so much that it's one of these things where does a guy even start? But one of the things I saw was that your dad played guitar.
My dad played Hawaiian guitar.
Did he now? Did he play professionally?
No. Well, no. My uncle, his brother, and him, they were on the radio back in the 30s on KLCN in Blytheville, Arkansas.
Wow.
And that's how my mom met him.
Well, you were born in Missouri, raised in Arkansas, and then Memphis.
Moved to Memphis in 1950.
So you were 15 years old when you played your first gig where you got paid. By 20, you're on the road touring alongside Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
Tell me about that, man.
Okay, well, there's a local guy named Eddie Bond in Memphis who later became a disc jockey and everything. And we cut a record in a radio station called Rockin' Daddy, and it was in 1955, 6. And it became a regional hit, you know, Eddie Bond and the Stompers was
what. Wow.
And Bob Neal, who booked, was Johnny Cash's manager and back then, booked us on a package tour, and we worked the whole year of 1956 with who you just mentioned, Carl Perkins, Cash, some other rockabilly acts, but Eddie Bond and Johnny Horton sometimes, and sometimes Elvis. And
so is that where you met Johnny Horton?
Yeah.
For going to the Louisiana Hayride?
Yeah.
That's how you got into that?
And I went down there in 58. His guitar player, Tommy Tomlinson, I don't know what happened, but anyway, I got asked to, would I like to do that with Horton, and Tillman Franks was his manager and bass player. So just the three of us, kind of like a Johnny Cash thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down and played the Hayride. I think it's $13 every Saturday night.
Wow. I'm sure you were glad to get it.
Oh, yeah. And here's what's funny, because you would go, like we might play a date in Phoenix, and there wasn't many interstates, if any, at that time.
Right.
And it would take 2 days to drive out there, 2 days to come back, and you're going to play the gig for, I think I was making $25.
So what'd you ride in?
Horton had a Cadillac, 56-7 Cadillac.
Right.
Big old long black thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just the three of us traveled in it.
I'll bet that was something.
Yeah. Bass on top.
So then when you landed in Memphis, that's when you started your association with the American Recording Studio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Actually, I started when in Memphis. I had known Bill Black when I was in high school. Bill was Elvis's bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew Bill and Scotty Moore, and we go back that far back in the 50s. In 1959, I guess. Yeah, I was in Shreveport, and I got the draft note, not notice. The lady at the draft board said, you better get home because you're probably going to go out on the next draft. You know?
Wow.
So, okay, so I quit and came home in 1959 and got with Bill, and it was a year later before I got drafted, but during that year we formed a little group working in high studio in Memphis, Royal Recording, and we were recording with just local people anyway. But one of the things we did was an instrumental, and I was playing guitar with a tune of guitar down two steps, and then played it with a pencil, like tapping out a rhythm, like it's a shuffle, you know, not using a pick. And we did this little instrumental, we call it Smokey Part 1 and Part 2. And anyway, once a month, the guy from London Records would come down to hear what we'd done. And he heard that. We didn't really think anything about it. And he said, wow, what is that? I said, well, it's just a little instrument. Anyway, they released it on London Records, and it was a top 10 instrumental. You know, instrumental sold back then.
Yes.
And so I toured with Bill Black. In the middle of this, I got drafted and had to go to Ethiopia for almost 2 years.
Man.
And then got out and went back with Bill and worked at High Studio.